Armed American Radio listeners, today's Armed American Radio's recorded version of the national radio broadcast, the Armed American Radio podcast, is being brought to you today and every day by North American Arms. Make sure to visit NorthAmericanArms.com for the finest mini revolvers on planet Earth. NorthAmericanArms.com. Enjoy the show.
Armed American Radio's Daily Defense.
Armed American Radio's Daily Defense. Because they don't want me to, that's why I do it.
Presented by X Insurance. X Insurance. From the Sig Sauer Studios. On the Patriot Mobile Platinum Microphone. Here is your host, the loudest conservative voice in America fighting the enemies of freedom, Mark Walters.
And welcome in, ladies and gentlemen. Armed American Radio begins right now in the 6 Hour Studios on the Patriot Mobile Platinum Microphone. X Insurance presents it all. Welcome to the Monday broadcast on the heels and in the shadows of the big monster cast last night. If you missed it, hour two and hour three, they were all great hours. AWR was on, as he would say, Greg, down in Texas. AWR was on fire yesterday and made for a really, really fun hour. So if you missed the show, podcast is up. Go in, jump in, and grab it. You will not be disappointed. Greg in Dallas, how are you today, my brother from another mother, besides very busy?
Yeah, here we are again.
Here we are. We knew that was coming.
Yeah.
Would you be kind enough to tell people where to watch the show in high definition, please, and how to participate in the chat, and we'll get this thing started up.
Sure. If you want to watch the show, just head on over to armedamericanradio.org or .com. On the right-hand side of that website, you will see the menu icon. Just give that a click, and when that window opens up, just select that Watch Live option. If you're out there driving, click on that Listen Live option. And if you've missed last night's MonsterCast, head on over to that podcast link. If you'd like to join our live chat, head on over to your app store, grab the Telegram messaging app, create your profile, and search for Armed American Radio Conversations.
Yeah, we're not going to wait for the rejoinder to come back. Greg, ask me how many cups of Defender coffee I had this morning.
Mark, how many cups of Defender coffee did you have this morning?
I had four.
Oh, wow.
That's more than normal.
That's quite a few.
Yeah, yeah. And they didn't work. I was tired. Mm. Was up late last night. Couldn't sleep well. The show was good last night, and I didn't get done work until about 12:45 in the morning. But alas, here we are. Andy Hoosier, the voice of reason. Welcome in, my brother.
Good stuff. What's happening, man?
Love that, man. He's just in the room with me. It's wonderful. So 9-0 decision, Supreme Court today. Are you shocked?
No, I'm not, honestly. No, I mean, if I were shocked at all, it was the fact that even the most progressive liberal Supreme Court justices made that decision as well. But honestly, I'm not really shocked. I'm more entertained by just the meltdown from the other side of the aisle right now.
Yeah, I've got, believe it or not, this, ladies and gentlemen, you never hear this from me, but right in front of me, I have two monitors up, and one is on CNN, the other's on MSDNC. And I've had them on CNN and MSDNC all day today watching the meltdown. Let me give you an example. I think it was Wolf Blitzer this morning on CNN when the news broke. About 9 o'clock, whatever time it was this morning. Welcome to CNN's I'm Wolf Blitzer. I've been here way too long and won't retire. I'm a CIA plant. But having said that, let's get started today. Supreme Court ruled unanimously, 9-0 decision, that Trump can remain on the ballot in Colorado. But the Supreme Court did not mention whether or not Donald Trump committed insurrection. They just blew right past it and went right to Donald Trump and insurrection. And they've been doing it all day long. Now, Nikki Haley is on CNN Live right now as we speak, because she's all happy because she won the Democrat, the District of Democrats in Washington, D.C. primary. Woo! You hang your hat on that. Andy, talk to us.
It's a crazy world out there. Yeah, let's remember that Washington, D.C. had 2,000 Republican voters turnout. So
right.
Well done.
Right.
You won 60% of 2,000 voters in a state that's not even a state because it's just the District of Columbia. Here's the crazy part, Mark. How in the world does Washington, D.C. have 19 delegates for the Republicans? Can anybody explain that? We don't even have that many here in the state of Kansas, and I'm pretty sure that more than 2,000 people show up to vote for that one. So I don't know how Washington, D.C. has 19 delegates that went to her. So yeah, it's if you don't want to be the Washington swamp rat that we don't want, then maybe winning Washington, D.C. isn't the greatest flag of pride that you should, you know, stick your flag in and say that you actually won. So tomorrow's Super Tuesday, we have 15 states on the ballot. And my guess is over under that Donald Trump's going to sweep just about all of them.
Every single one of them. Now, does Haley finally get out? Because she's already said, well, the RNC has got new leadership, so I'm not bound by, as if Donald Trump really cares whether or not she endorses him. His best bet now is just forget she exists. Just move on. She's done. She's toast. Put butter on her. She's over.
He has to. Donald Trump has to focus this, which he started to do, and I think he's been focusing primarily on it. He has not given Nikki Haley a whole lot of attention at his rallies, in his interviews. He's focused. It sounds like he's in general election mode, which he needs to be because Joe Biden's in Correct. General election mode for what he does. So, yeah, I think that's what he does. She's not even a blip on his radar. He's got to focus on the general, and that's what he's doing right now, and I think that's very well done. Now that Ronna McDaniel is going to be on the way out, which apparently she's going to officially step down after Super Tuesday this week. So by the end of this week, she's out. The question is going to be who will be the replacement, because it sounds like Laura Trump might be in that running to potentially take over as the head of the RNC. And if that's the case, then the Republican Party will be full on board to support Trump in any way possible. I got to admit, as much as I see that and it makes sense, I'm still skeptical and I don't know that I necessarily like that a whole lot. But that's another conversation if we want to go down that road.
Well, let's go down that road real quick, because as far as I'm concerned, to stick it in the Democrats' eyes, the more Trumps there are visible, the better off we are.
That is true. My concern,
I mean, you know, I'm not buying an electric vehicle anytime soon. I want the biggest V8 I can get. AWR was talking about that last night. I want to leave a huge carbon footprint. I want as many Trumps in the face of the Democrats melting them down all day, every day, if that's what we can do. Why not?
Well, look, I get it. And Laura Trump is a business person. The Trumps obviously are business people. And the main job, the main priority of the RNC is to find candidates, is to fund candidates, and is to financially fundraise to be able to collect as much money as possible for the races all over the country. So someone like a Trump, like Laura Trump, would be good at the job. I'm skeptical because of the long-term potential ramifications of the Republican Party, where I don't want the Trumps to be the Republican Party, if that makes sense. We have a party that has a lot of different ideas, and I get that right now Donald Trump is essentially the face of that with the MAGA movement, but I'm concerned about that turning into a quote-unquote dynasty. Look, we didn't care for the Bush dynasty.
Here's why. Let me interrupt you briefly. Here's why. Because Trump can only run. He's only got one term.
Right.
That's it. His son's not going to run for president. This is it. Trump becomes the face
Jr.
of the party, and it wipes out the swamp. It gets rid of the rhinos. It gets rid of the McConnells. McConnell's already seen the political writing on the wall. He's gone. He made that statement clear.
Yeah.
I'm a lot of things, but I'm not politically stupid. I know where my party is right now. I'm stepping down. This is Trump's for 4 more years. Now, the MAGA movement, and I believe it was Rush Limbaugh who famously said, "This ain't MAGA, this is you." It will live on through you, listener, through you, Andy, through me. The Make America Great Again, the America First movement will move, that populism will move through us. I don't think it will move. You know, Trump's the face of it right now, but he's only got 4 years.
Yeah, well, and I agree.
I don't see it being a long-term problem, is what I'm saying.
Yeah, Donald Trump is the face of it right now because he's the one that started this. And you're right, it is a movement of us, and he's the face that will carry this on at least for the next 4 years, which is fantastic. My concern, and again, this is just my personal concern, is that if more of the Trumps like that get involved in other aspects, and even when Trump's gone, then the Trumps are still kind of running the show behind the scenes, like a Laura Trump running the RNC. So again, it makes sense. And if she does become it, that's not an issue with me. I am concerned about all the power concentrated into one individual family that's kind of running the show thereafter. Which potentially could be. And if that's the case, not that I'm concerned about some type of, you know, like the left, the tyrannical takeover of one family becoming the tyrant. But I am concerned about the consolidation of power to where we don't branch out and have so many other last names or so many other people being able to pick up that mantle and run with it afterwards, like the Democrats have kind of boxed themselves and pigeonholed themselves into after years of Barack Obama not investing in the party.
Yeah, I see where you're coming from, and I agree with you wholeheartedly. I just think that will fix itself. And a large part of that is going to be a vice presidential pick.
Yes, absolutely.
Someone who might be looking at 8 years down the road. That's where that shift that you're talking about away from the Trump will away from the Trumps will occur. And I think that's naturally happened, right?
I agree. And I think the vice presidential pick right now is the most important pick that he can make, because you're right. It's not necessarily like it normally is in an election season. It's not necessarily in a way to win this election by expanding the base, picking someone from a state that's a swing state or whatever. This is going to be the face of who could carry on the MAGA movement afterwards to potentially be in the White House for the 8 years after Trump's done.
Don't be surprised, ladies and gentlemen, to see Ron DeSantis on that ticket. Looking out 8 years ahead. That could very well be the case, which is why it was smart for him to do what he did when he got out. Clearly, he was running out of money in the long run anyway. But he has longevity after he leaves Florida. Watch for some interesting things to happen. And I briefly want to cover his statement today that he made after the SCOTUS ruling was announced, 9-0, sending the Democrats into a tizzy. And then we're going to talk about Steve Dettelbach and the AFT. We'll be right back.
The following segment of Armed American Radio's Daily Defense is being brought to you by Patriot Mobile. Visit patriotmobile.com/AAR and use the AAR promo code to get free activation today. Welcome back to the show.
Yes, welcome back to the show indeed. Great Patriot Mobile rejoin. You're hearing that for the first time. Welcome back to the 6 Hour Studios. Patriot Mobile mic lit up for you. X Insurance presenting it all to you every single day, continuing the conversation with the great Andy Hoosier, the voice of reason. Andy, welcome back in, brother.
Good times, man.
So Trump made a great statement today, and he started out with, I want to start by thanking the Supreme Court for its unanimous decision today. It was a very important decision, very well crafted, and I think it will go a long way toward bringing our country together, which our country needs. And they worked long, they worked hard, and frankly, they worked very quickly on something that will be spoken about 100 years from now and 200 years from now. Extremely important. Essentially, you cannot take somebody out of a race because an opponent would like to have it that way. And it has nothing to do with the fact that it's a leading candidate, whether it was a leading candidate or a candidate that was well down on the totem pole. You cannot take somebody out of a race. The voters can take the person out of the race very quickly, but a court shouldn't be doing that. And the Supreme Court saw that well. And I really do believe that will be a unifying factor, because while most states were thrilled to have me, there were some that didn't, and they didn't want that for political reasons. And he mentioned that that's because he was beating Biden in almost every single poll. And he went on, if a president, you're talking about immunity, if the president doesn't have full immunity, you really don't have a president, because nobody's serving in that office will have the courage to make in many cases what would be the right decision or it could be the wrong decision. But he said that it's for the good of the country and actually for the good of the world. A president shouldn't have that on his mind. He has to have a free and clear mind when he makes very big decisions, or it's going to be nothing more than a ceremonial post. You'll be president. That'll be a wonderful thing. And you won't do anything because you don't want to be hit by your opponent or hit by somebody else, because who wants to leave office and go through what I've gone through? He said, I will say that President Biden, number one, stop weaponization. Fight your fight yourself. Don't use prosecutors and judges to go after your opponent, to try and damage your opponent so you can win an election. Our country is much bigger than that. This was a great statement by Trump, Andy. If he runs his campaign like that, he's going to change minds that might not like him when you look at his record previously. And we're seeing, I'm telling you right now, you're going to see a huge turnout for Donald Trump in the black community, in the Hispanic community, bigger than it was in 2016. And it was record setting then. Andy Hoosier, KQAM, Wichita's big talker, the voice of reason, Wichita's favorite son. I got that all in. There you go.
I like it. Yeah, no, I mean, it was a great speech today, and he does have to do that. Look, Donald Trump, as we all know, sometimes isn't the most tactful individual, we'll put it that way, on the campaign trail or when he's at a rally and he's just trying to go off the cuff. So, you know, there's a lot of times where he says things where we're just like, maybe he shouldn't have said that, or maybe he shouldn't have said it that way. I always play my liner of what Donald Trump really meant to say, because sometimes you have to go through the filter and the transcribing of the Donald Trump-isms that he does. But at the same time, if he runs on that campaign, that will be completely contrasting to the message that we're getting from the media right now, which is Donald Trump is going to be a tyrant. He's going to be a dictator. There will be no more elections after Donald Trump takes office. That Donald Trump's going to execute his political opponents and throw him in Guantanamo Bay or in prison, which is what they've already said on the mainstream media.
That's what they're saying.
They've already accused him of that.
It's all true.
Yeah, so if he comes out and says this is a unifying message, even the left-wing progressive Supreme Court justices make this decision, and that we have to find the unification, we have to stop politicizing, we have to stop weaponizing the court system, you have to fight your own battle on the campaign trail. Those types of messages completely contrast everything that there says and calls them out to have to respond and react to that, which they don't know how to do because they usually control the dialogue. So it was a brilliant speech. I hope he continues this message moving forward, because he could win over a lot of people who see how bad the system's treating him, but just haven't voted for him because they don't necessarily care for him. But when they see how bad he's being abused, I mean, even Democrats are starting to feel bad for the guy because of how bad he's being treated.
Not Democrats in position of authority, but run-of-the-mill Democrats. Yeah, the ones in the position of authority are the ones that are choreographing this behind the scenes.
Right.
But the run-of-the-mill Democrat, and there are some run-of-the-mill Democrats out there that are looking at this and saying, you know, I've voted Democrat my entire life. What's it gotten me? It's gotten me a city full of immigrants, illegal criminal aliens that are taking money from the city. What else is it getting me? I'm not making any more money. I can't buy anything. Price of everything's going up.
Well, look
what's
at what
it
Trump's
getting
doing.
Me? Right. Well, they look back and they know that they were better off under Trump to begin with. But all demographics were.
Yeah.
And I think
when
you have those honest people out there, that's what Trump is reaching out to. And you're right. If he does this, he'll win. Well, he's going to win anyway, but he'll win in landslide record.
He'll win big time. He's the only one that's open to actually holding rallies in inner city communities, in places that normally don't vote Republican. And like he did in 2016 and 2020, where he said, what do you have to lose? You've been voting the same way for the last 40, 50, 60 years. Why don't you try something different? He's doing that on this campaign trail again, going into these communities that Republicans don't even touch because they just write them off and give up on them. He's going into these communities, and with the record that he has, with how people saw the vast difference between how expensive things were from there to now, I think that this is going to be a game changer. And he's pulling away the Hispanic crowd, the African-American crowd, the Asian crowd. He's pulling all of these away that normally vote Democrat, and he's doing it on his own, and might I say, without the Republican Party assisting him.
So what does this tell you as Biden continues to nosedive in poll after poll after poll? Right now, Trump's ahead in every swing state, virtually every poll taken. Here in Georgia, I think close to 8-9%. What does that tell you as Biden sees these numbers continue to tank? Because I've stated publicly, and I'll say it again, I still don't think he's going to be on the ticket. What do you think? Think he rides this out?
At this point in the game, yes. And for the sole reason.
Interesting.
The sole reason is that my belief is that because he's in his second term, I keep saying, and I've been an advocate where I think they're going to try and replace him at the convention, which still could be. But the question is with who? We've talked about Gavin Newsom, but he doesn't have the Obama support. He's kind of on his own ship, and he has a really bad record running the state of California, being the crazy narcissist that he is. Michelle Obama is probably the most likely, but she doesn't want
it. Mike.
But the Obamas want to keep the pulse and keep the tab on who they can control in D.C. They don't have anybody else to control in there. So it's either Michelle Obama or bust on that front. Joe Biden is still the best one for them to control. So if they replace him, I think it'll be at the convention, and it'll more than likely be Michelle Obama in June at that convention. If not, I'm starting to lean more towards they're going to keep him as the candidate. They're going to ride into the election. And then since it is his second term, that's when he's going to step down for a medical reason. And Kamala's going to come in and just be that bull in the china shop and just destroy the place. Even though she's extremely unpopular, they know the political trend. And we have to be aware of the political pendulum that swings in this country, where we usually have a Republican Democrat every 8 years where it goes back and forth. They realize that their chances of winning after this election are slim. So why not have her come in, destroy everything as president for the 4 years, and then have accept the fact that Republicans are going to come in. But Republicans are usually weak-kneed and don't reverse the policy. So when they come back in after that, 4 or 8 years down the road, then they have a new level playing field of where they get to start their agenda from whatever Kamala does in this term.
Let me tell you why they won't do that. because the Democrats love America. And they're not interested in burning it to the ground if they don't have complete and total power. You believe that? I'll sell you the bridge over the River Kwai, and Andy drives over it every day on his way to work because it's there in Kansas. We'll be right back. Two more segments. AFT coming up. The following segment of Armed American Radio is being brought to you by Defender Coffee. When you drink Defender Coffee, you're making a donation to a gun rights organization of your choice that protects and defends your freedoms. Welcome back to the show. Yes, welcome back. Four cups of that to start my day today. DefenderCoffee.com. And every cup of coffee I had today supported the Second Amendment Foundation because I direct a portion of the profits of the bags I buy to go to the Second Amendment Foundation. You can do the same thing if you're watching me on the on your cameras or your devices. I keep glancing up because I have CNN on, and Kamala Harris is giving a forceful statement, Andy Hoosier, the voice of reason, as to why there needs to be an immediate ceasefire in Gaza. They're crushing themselves with Jewish vote as well here in the United States. And by the way, her statement was anything but forceful. She is an absolute, utter joke. Welcome back to the 6 Hour Studios, Patriot Mobile. Mike, X Insurance presenting it all. Andy Hoosier, I'll let you comment on that real quick, and then we're going to play some audio from Steve Dettelbach, and I'm going to kind of turn it into a drinking game because he's a real idiot.
Yeah. I will say real quickly that the election stuff is hilarious to watch, both with the Israel and the Palestinian sides of this. I don't know if you've noticed or not, but there is the voting community of Muslims in the state of Michigan and Minnesota who have been so upset with the response from the Biden administration on the ceasefire, on supporting Israel at the extent that we have, which isn't anywhere near what we should be supporting Israel as our ally. But they're so upset that, that we're supporting Israel over Palestine that the voting Muslim associations, whatever they are, in Michigan and in Minnesota have both advocated to not vote for Joe Biden in this race. And because of that, both of those states that are usually dominantly blue are now up in the air, and Donald Trump's actually a player in these elections right now. If you look at some of the numbers, Michigan, for example, there are 200,000, I believe 200,000 voters that are Muslim in Michigan that are part of this Muslim voting association, whatever, who have committed to not vote for Joe Biden, either vote for somebody else or just not show up and vote at all. That's exactly the amount that Joe Biden won the state of Michigan in the 2020 election. So now Donald Trump's in play in Minnesota as well. So, yeah, he's upset the Muslim population for not supporting Palestine enough, and he's upset the Jewish populations for not standing for Israel strong enough. So both communities are upset with Joe Biden right now on this issue, and he has no clue how to win them back over because he's just stuck in the middle between the two.
I have an idea. They could all just leave and not worry about voting anyway.
Yeah, and if they show up and actually just don't show up and vote at all, then it's hands down Donald Trump winning, including Michigan and Minnesota that are usually relatively center blue.
They're giving you Rashida Tlaib and the rest of these morons.
Yeah.
And Ilhan Omar. And there are socialists inside our government, ladies and gentlemen. Socialism breeds communism. That's who's putting them in office. It's remarkable to see. Founding fathers are rolling over in their graves. Greg, we have an incredible clip. ATF Director Steve Dettelbach was on CBS's Face the Nation. It's a 20-minute clip. Now, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to tell you this right up front, that the entire next hour, we're going to play the entire 20-minute clip. We're going to play every minute of it. We're going to start after the introductions at the top of the hour. We're going to play it to the break, stop for the break, come back, play it again until we get through it. And then all of us are going to issue a collective sigh because I want you to hear it. It is, I could do 6 days of radio on what you're about to hear. Andy, did you get a chance to watch what I sent you earlier regarding this, the CBS Face the Nation with, I guess her name's Margaret Brennan or whatever her name is?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty bad, isn't it?
Oh, it's hilarious.
So we're going to put together a drinking game. Now, I have to pretend, but we'll slap the... Every time you do that, right? Remember the old drinking games in college? Remember those guys? If you ever, yeah. Well, every time Steve Dettelbach says, right, you're supposed to take a shot of whatever it is you have in front of you. Greg, let's play just from the beginning some of this. These people are so stupid and ignorant, they can't even be embarrassed by what they just put out on CBS. They're too stupid and ignorant to even be embarrassed. Let's start listening to some of this, and we'll get commentary from Andy.
This looks like a big variety of items here. What am I looking at?
And Chris is here. He's one of our leading experts. It's one of it's a table that we tried to lay out certain kinds of things that might be of interest based upon some of the questions that you were asking, right? And so it's and the sort of
one
of the things we did at this table. There's so many more firearms we could talk about. Is we tried to put things in pairs. So if you look at them together, and one of them is sort of the more conventional firearm, which is sometimes they're under the National Firearms Act, right? And the other one is sort of what I would call the attempt to get around it that ATF has been dealing with through rulemaking and through enforcement.
Okay.
So, Chris, I don't know if you want to walk us through.
Correct. So as the director explained, we have at the top here, we have an AK variant. This is a full auto assault weapon, shoulder-fired, that is covered under the purviews of the National Firearms Act.
How many rounds does it fire?
Well, this has a 30-round magazine with it. This is a 75-round drum magazine.
Wow.
So it's magazine-fed, but you can acquire drum magazines as well.
Mm-hmm. So this one, everybody would agree, right, covered under the National Firearms Act. Fully automatic weapon. Mm-hmm. Government can have it. Military can have it. It's an antique. Some people, if they had it before, depending on 1986, they can have it. But otherwise, no. This one, which looks and operates just like it.
Yeah.
This is a bump stock attached.
Okay, so this is Let's stop the tape, Greg. Let's stop the tape. Andy, the semi-automatic version, the civilian version, does it act just like the fully automatic version, like Stephen Dettelbach? By the way, I want to point this out. If you're drinking when he says right, you're already hammered. He's already done that three times. One, two, three. So there's lots more. If you like to party, you'll have fun with this next hour and a half. Is it the same gun, Andy? He just said it
was. Totally the same gun. Yeah, totally the same gun. Yeah, just because it's the civilian semi-automatic as opposed to a fully automatic military version. Yeah, totally the same thing. Especially with the bump stock, that's what makes it the fully automatic same thing.
Yeah. And of course, it does not. And Steve Dettelbach is the head of the ATF. And by the way, remember, he put this guy out, Chris, as the expert. As the expert. We're going to dig into that.
Mark, shouldn't you think that the director itself should be the expert? You're the head of the ATF. You should know the products that you're overseeing and regulating. You should know all of this stuff. That's like the Department of Transportation essentially coming out and having an expert talking about what a bridge is and then trying to describe what a bridge looks like. I'm afraid to fly, and I've never actually driven over a bridge, but here's exactly what the bridge looks like, and it's similar to this bridge over here that's kind of the same as well, but I've never actually driven over one. Like, aren't you supposed to be the expert on these things?
Yeah. Well, Pete Buttigieg, you know, he's not afraid to fly. He's only afraid to fly commercial. There's that. So let's keep going with some of this tape, ladies and gentlemen.
47 variant that is you can acquire under the GCA, and what they have done is they have attached a bump stock to that.
How can you tell that? Sorry, what? Where's the bump stock? Is there like a physical piece?
Oh, good heavens!
But that's a great question, right? Of course, right?
Sure it is.
Tell,
yeah.
Right? These two things are the same.
They look, right.
They operate the same. Both of them can shoot right through this 75-round clip.
Okay, stop.
Where's the chainsaw?
Whose side there? Greg, was that you?
That was me.
That was Andy.
That was you? Okay. Greg, do you want to sigh real quick and get it out now? First of all, it's not a 75-round clip, Dettelbach. Second, the bump stock does not function like a fully automatic weapon. It harnesses the recoil and pulls the semi-automatic trigger, which is one pull of the trigger, more rapid. It is not full auto. Steve Dettelbach doesn't have a clue what he is talking about. And by the way, there's no such thing as a 75-round clip. Director Dettelbach. And we could go on and on. Oh, I tell you, Andy, it's just so...
Mark, this is the expert. This is the guy telling us what firearms we're allowed and not allowed to have. This is the guy that tells us how we do our application process. This is the guy that controls the industry, and he doesn't know anything.
Yeah, he mentioned being at SHOT as well. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to play the full 20 minutes for you because it is quite astonishing. If you've not heard it, you'll enjoy the next hour of the program. We're going to cut it up, have some fun with it today in this hour. Then we're going to go to the full deal. We'll be right back with Andy.
This segment of Armed American Radio's Daily Defense is being brought to you by Daniel Defense. Visit DanielDefense.com. Now, back to the show.
DanielDefense.com. Freedom, passion, precision. Daniel Defense is the real deal. Visit them at DanielDefense.com. Don't forget our other partners. All of them, our new ones, are cranking it. Barrel Buddy, PT Ammo, Waft, where our families train. Check out waft.com and check out the scenario-based training over there. It's very cool. Goatguns.com, you know the routine. Those things are incredible gifts. Arms List, America's Firearms Marketplace. Cutting-edge firewood coming up into cooking season, guys. I got a delivery coming, I believe, later this week. I think on Thursday. Heaven's Harvest, emergency food supplies. Make sure you have that. And let's not forget, of course, Patriot Mobile. We're in the 6 Hour Studios. Patriot Mobile, Mike. X Insurance presents it all. Check out the patriotmobile.com/AAR website and find out what I already know. I actually began the process today. I've got all the information on the phones heading over their way. We're going to be making the transition here over the next few days to Patriot Mobile. You can check out the website at patriotmobile.com/AAR. And remember, X Insurance presents it all. Andy Hoosier, the voice of reason. Welcome back in, my brother. Did you want to comment before we go back to that? I mean, you know, when you're drawing size on this stuff, the ineptitude, the ignorance, the stupidity. And I noticed Patrick in the chat says he knows exactly what he's talking about. He's just misleading people. Patrick, I love you. I've never met you, but I disagree. He doesn't know what he's talking about. He has made that very clear. You've got a supposed journalist who is not asking, just the stupidity, just the dumbness, Andy, from her, as she oohs and ahs and can't believe what she's looking at. And there's a question that you'll hear that she asks later on in this that is mind-boggling. Can any of these be used for, and you know what she asks. We'll just let you figure that out because it's kind of fun. Andy, you can comment. We'll go back to the tape.
Yeah, it's a crazy time, man. I mean, look, I know that I know that journalism, they try to break it down for us to understand, but this is a level of stupid beyond belief here. When you're right. I'm surprised that she's even in the same room as these assault weapons because they could potentially assault her, because that's the mindset that we're at here. But for the director, whether he is fully aware of what he's saying or not fully aware of what he's actually saying here, it is so misleading and so vastly untrue that this is where we get the misinformation. And this is how we create that politics of fear right now, that paranoia about these firearms. When you say that the military grade is a fully automatic, right, and then over here it's a semi-automatic, but then you attach this bump stock, which I don't know what a bump stock is. Once you attach the bump stock to it, then it functions just as much as the fully automatic military weapon grade here. That's where we get this mindset that, it is a weapon of war. It is a military style weapon, and therefore it's really bad, and the public shouldn't have it, because you know that crowd watching this expose on this network is sitting here looking at it and saying, wow, why should anybody
why do we need these? Right.
Exactly. Why on anybody would anybody in the general public actually need a military style weapon like that with this simple add-on that would be on the semi-automatic rifle? Why would we need something like this? And that's the message they're trying to create in this conversation right now.
It's all based on, here's the operative word, fear. They are intentionally frightening people with this nonsense. And their level of stupidity, I think even intelligence-challenged people might be able to see through some of this. Let's continue with some of that, Greg. Let's continue with some of that, Greg. Go ahead.
Maybe.
Correct.
Maybe.
This is a bump stock. I'm trying to get it to lock back into the position.
These are not loaded.
They're not loaded. check them all before
yes,
we
okay. came.
So
he can't function.
This is the bump stock. The shooter would place his finger here on this piece here, and then it would rock back.
That's a trigger expert.
To fire.
And you're doing it slow. What rate of speed are we talking about? If you, you know, hundreds and hundreds of rounds.
400 to 500 rounds per minute right. is, I believe, what they're claiming for this particular firearm.
There is no reason you would use that for hunting.
Okay, stop the tape. Stop the tape.
No, I do not believe you would use
that. Stop the tape. There is no reason. No, you wouldn't use that for what? Hunting.
Hunting. Oh yeah.
Okay. Lord.
Yeah, that's what they say. That's 400 to 500 rounds a minute. That's what they say, at least, because you've never shot one. As the guy who's supposed to be handling that, you've never shot one. So that's what they say, at least. I don't know how this thing actually works, but that's what they tell me. 400 to 500 rounds a minute.
You could hear the plastic. You could hear him fuddling with it because he couldn't figure it out. This is the expert that Doodlebach brought with him. Now, at some point, ladies and gentlemen, in the next hour, you're going to hear this, but he's got a Glock up there, and he's got a couple of what they refer to as ghost guns. They're home builds, 80%, et cetera. And they're scaring everybody about how these are just untraceable firearms, and no one needs one of these untraceable firearms, et cetera. And Steve Doodlebach is giving this plausible deniability. Well, you know, that has to come from Congress. Whatever Congress does, we'll do. As he's continuing to frighten people with the nonsense that he's completely challenged, and he doesn't even know what he's talking about. But this individual tries on national television to disassemble a Glock and can't do it. In fact, after trying several times, the expert hands it off camera and says, I can't get this one apart. My kids can disassemble a Glock when they were 8 years old and reassemble it in 60 seconds. He doesn't know. And this is the expert. This is the expert. We've got just a little bit more time. Let's play just a little bit more, Greg. Hit that play button again.
Hunting.
So, this is to shoot large numbers of people at once.
Well, let me just intervene in this. Yes. That's what happened in Las Vegas.
Yeah. So it was after that massacre in Las Vegas that this became illegal.
It was after that massacre in Las Vegas that Attorney General of the United States in the last administration asked ATF to review its position on whether this was classified as an NFA weapon. And the experts took a very close look at it and came out with the rule that is right now before the Supreme Court.
Let's go ahead and stop it right there. Andy, we'll take this hour right now. We'll stop with that. They're talking about the bump stock, of course. You can hear them fuddling with it. Yeah, I wish I could show you on radio what they're doing. The tape is out there. But nonetheless, ladies and gentlemen, it is the bump stock case that the Supreme Court heard on Wednesday last week, Andy, as you know. And you heard him artfully dodge the answer. The expert took the expert. Who's the expert that got to decide all of a sudden that what was legal under their own rule for 20 years all of a sudden wasn't? Andy, do we know who that expert Steve Doodlebach referred to is?
Yeah, no. So I'm guessing some type of Washington, D.C. bureaucrat that's somehow an expert in these matters that have probably fired very few rounds out of a firearm.
Yeah, like the expert that couldn't disassemble the Glock, probably the easiest firearm to disassemble ever. And he couldn't figure it out live on CBS.
But it's just about killing massive amounts of people.
Well, let's just say this. That's what happened in Vegas. Because that's not what it's for. They go into much more detail. Ladies and gentlemen, Andy, first of all, thank you very much for being here. I appreciate it. Thanks for helping us out on a Monday. Always fun to have you here in your regular slot. We love it. Tell people where they can go and listen to you now.
You betcha. HoosierReason.com on the social media at HoosierReason. Always a pleasure, Mark. We'll do it again soon.
Oh, we'll probably do it again Monday. And if any UFO stuff pops up, you can bet your sweet bippy, as my dad would say. Hey. We're going to have you back during the week if UFO stories pop up again. Andy Hoosier, the voice of reason. We love you. Thanks. KQAM, Wichita's big talker. You got a good one there. He is Wichita's favorite son for a reason. When we come back, we're going to start that tape from the beginning, and we're going to play it all the way through with no interruption. And then we'll comment whatever time it is in the break that we're finished with that. We'll be back 6 minutes after on the flip side. You don't want to miss this. It's too good.
You've just- just filled your prescription for freedom with Mark Walters, presented by X Insurance. X Insurance on the Armed American Radio Network.